When's the last time you shut down your computer, your laptop that you bring to work with you every day?
Well, last night, I suppose, right? Because I started it this morning. I always turn it off.
I haven't turned off my laptop. I don't actually have any idea. No clue.
Really?
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, I have everything set and open where I want it to be. So I just never, ever shut it down. And I didn't realize that you're supposed to do it. Otherwise, you get more ads. Did you know that?
I mean, of course, everything needs to be restarted from time to time. That way it can, you know, reset, do any updates. Sometimes my phone gets locked up and I have to do that too. But you know what? I mean, if I close mine and just turn it off, a lot of times the windows are still there when I open it back up. You don't even put it in sleep mode or whatever. You just close it.
Yeah, but it's different. Sleep mode and a complete shutdown are two different things.
So yes.
According to this article, there's two kinds of people in the world. There's the ones that shut down their computers every night.
Yeah.
And then that's you. And then there's people like me that do it never. We just let it go into sleep mode when we close the top and that's the end. And it turns out really neither of us are right. You're supposed to be shutting down your computer once a week.
Really? I seriously do it like five times a day. As a matter of fact, when I bought this computer, one of the defining things that it helped me make the decision was how quickly it started up once it was turned off.
So computers have three levels of low power states when they're not in use: sleeping, hibernating, and shutdown. Shutdown is the once a week thing. Hibernating, I don't know what the difference between hibernating and sleeping is. Sleep mode.
Sounds the same.
Right? Sleep mode is when your computer saves a snapshot of what you were doing so it gets right back to where you were. I guess that's what I do. I go into sleep mode.
Right. The windows are open still. Right.
Yeah. But then hibernating is when like it shuts everything down, but it's not officially shut down. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's wacky. That sounds like somebody else is in control of that computer. You think it's shut down, but it's still watching you and thinking.
Which is strange.
That's right.
You know what's weird though? In my bedroom is Paul's office now. It was like the best place where he had the best Wi-Fi and the best views of whatever. He set up his office, his new work from home office because of the pandemic in our bedroom. And every night, like when I'm getting dressed in my pajamas and I'm getting dressed or whatever, I hear like the beep. And I wonder, because he never shuts anything down.
Yeah.
I go, can people see me in my bedroom right now?
It's Russia.
Right? Like, are people able to access like cameras of me in my bedroom from the 13 like screens that he has open there?
Well, clearly they want to see you get changed so bad. They wait until that moment to log on for the hack. Clearly.
I'm afraid to shut down my computer. What if I never get these programs open again?
I hope you still remember your password.
I hope so, too.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia.
Hello.
What's new and exciting? Anything in your world?
The basement remodel is still going on. I'm so excited. I have no patience for an end result, though. Like, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Every day I go home, I've got construction going on in my house and my kitchen. It's been officially 2 months now this weekend. And, like, at first it's so exciting. And then as days go by and you walk in and you can't wait to see something different, but it looks exactly the same and nothing is done and the plumber didn't show up and the electrician didn't show up and you don't know when the cabinets are coming and everything is on hold and the things start to change. Then it's just sad.
Oh, we have not had that problem.
That's what I was saying.
They show up every morning. They're here at 6:45 and they stay until they are done. It is fantastic.
Oh, it's amazing. You should really, really appreciate that. You really should.
Oh, I do. I do.
We don't want to rub it in your face.
Don't appreciate it so much, but
Lila, my dog, you know, she's already special needs anyway, but she's been having a really hard time these last couple months. This morning, I went downstairs and she went to the bathroom everywhere. Like, she doesn't do that ever. It's like too much for her.
Yeah. Tough. You know, I'm still home dealing with our injured puppy, but hopefully we think we're going to have a surgery date in a few days. So
that's exciting.
Fingers crossed.
Mother's Day's coming up next weekend. What are you going to do for Mother's Day?
They better take me to a vineyard or something. Like, something.
She subtly told me that she needs to go to a vineyard and that we should pack lunch.
That sounds nice. Like a picnic basket of all delicious, fun, delicious things.
Yeah.
Brie, gorgonzola,
I was thinking more like a couple Jersey Mike subs.
Oh, no. You know, with the cheese would come the fresh loaves of olive bread, crackers, Triscuits.
Well, that sounds delicious.
What other kind of cheeses can you bring? I'm really into cheese lately. I guess. So how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
Well, Anna, so it rained yesterday. It rained all day yesterday. And I went outside to take out the trash, and the sprinklers are on. Why in the world would the sprinklers be on? And it's after 7 a.m. now at this point, and they're supposed to be done running by 6, the absolute latest, so I can, you know, shower and do stuff. I spent an hour and a half last year scheduling them so they had the 30 minutes in between, an hour in between, whatever it's supposed to be. He went and changed them all, reconfigured them, and now they're running in the rain.
I have no idea what she's talking about, Raven, but it sounds like you touched something you weren't supposed to touch.
No, I did this all last year and took care of it, and for some reason it's not running correctly this year. I think actually that like the home base, basically it's like all internet Wi-Fi, so I think that their like central clock or something is off, because these things should not be running those times a day.
No, because some of the things that I removed are still set properly. You changed them. You admitted you changed them, but you screwed the whole thing up.
Yeah, no, babe, I changed them long ago, and they ran perfectly fine up until 5 days ago. So, yeah, and that's when the sprinkler guy came. So, it's pretty easy to decipher.
Likely story.
Uh-huh.
So, all right. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven this week?
I'm getting a C. I'm really upset about the sprinklers. It took me a long time to get that straightened out. And, you know, I mean, why are they running? It's like pouring out and the sprinklers are on. I'm like, oh, we look stupid.
The timing is still good. I'm telling you, it's a problem with their base. Please don't mess with it till I get home.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, no, I'm going to fix it.
No, don't.
Alicia, definitely fix it.
I'm definitely going to fix it. He's got it all messed up.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. On the text line this morning, when you have to put other people down just to make yourself feel better, that's all I need to know about you. I'll never understand people that do that. Doesn't make any sense.
It's a common immature type thing to do, though, until you learn that, oh, wait, this is why I'm doing this. It's a direct result of the fact that I don't feel good about something about myself. Then hopefully you make a conscious effort to change that behavior.
Yeah. Raven, if you make a delivery in the middle of a rainstorm and it's in an envelope clearly marked photos, and you leave it out soaking wet, that's all I need to know about you.
I can't believe this happened.
So annoying. So Hayden, my oldest daughter, is trying out for The Sound of Music on Monday. It's like a community theater kind of thing.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's not really, but yes.
I'm excited.
For us, it's exciting. It's very exciting for my family that she's going to be, you know, hopefully back on a real stage. But they asked for a headshot. Now, she's 12. Like, we don't have a headshot.
Right.
So I'm like, let's get one of your Christmas pictures that was really pretty, and we'll make it into an 8x10, and that'll be your headshot.
Yeah.
I order it from Shutterfly. They deliver it. It's like it clearly says photos enclosed.
I mean, they're Shutterfly delivery, so they know what it is they're handling.
They left it in the pouring rain. They didn't even put it in the mailbox that was 2 feet to the right.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I opened my front door the next morning. I guess they delivered it late because I didn't see it, and everything is soaking wet. And I'm not gonna have time before Monday. I guess I have to go to like a real Walmart or something.
Just go to like a CVS, and print yourself a copy. It'll be fine.
It's fine. I know, but it's just like annoying because I also paid like $13 to have
Be annoying.
Yeah, right. That's all I need to know about you.
If you're taking these times and these days right now to watch your neighbor encroach upon the fence line with his garden, that's all I need to know about you. So we've got a strip of land between my house and the neighbor's house behind us, and some people believe that it belongs to the city or something like that. The truth is it probably belongs to him. But it's a strip of like wooded area so that we don't see each other. You know, once you get past the spring and you're into the summer, you won't see the back houses, which is beautiful. It's really nice. This guy keeps going further and further with his garden. Here's the thing. He digs the garden out, puts the fence up, but he never actually plants or harvests anything out of the garden, at least in the years that I've been watching the last few seasons. So I don't know what he's doing, but he's getting closer, and I don't like it.
If you're the neighbor who's constantly critiquing the neighbor behind them for doing whatever they want with their own property.
Questionable. Uh-huh. Questionable.
That's all I need to know about you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Let me tell you something. If you use the handicap sticker for somebody that you know who's handicapped just to get a closer parking spot, but you're not handicapped, that's all I need to know about you.
Big time. You can't do stuff like that. Not only is it against the law, I think you immediately get like an elevator ride down to hell.
Just beware that not all states and not all people that actually have the right to park in those spots have the thing on their license plate now. Mm-hmm. I confronted the wrong person one time. You don't ever want to make that mistake.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're the only one that would confront somebody
about it. Will keep my mouth shut the rest of my life at this point.
1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's the most popular time of year for falling into a rut. And I always actually feel it around this time of year. It's like in between like the big holidays. It's not quite the 4th of July time yet. It's just that blah time before school ends, you know?
I mean, I feel pretty good right now.
Do you?
As soon as the sun starts coming out, that improves my mood vastly.
I mean, you can't jump on a plane and go to Greece right now to escape. But what do you actually do to escape? Most common answers that people always say are reading, exercise, watching movies, streaming shows, and crafting.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's not really for all people.
Yeah, I'm not really good with a glue gun. So when I want to go ahead and get to paradise in my mind, Anisap, I just go outside and mow the lawn. But, or I'll hang out in my garage because my wife won't go out there.
What do you do in your garage when you mow the lawn? Like, where does your mind go during those times?
I'm not sure where my mind goes. I slowly just reorganize the garage. And by reorganize, I mean I just stack one thing. I take it from this area.
Yeah.
And then I stack it on top of something over there.
Okay.
And then, therefore, I have the access to the thing that I wanted to get to that was behind it originally.
Okay.
And so there in my mind, I start to relax. And then as far as the lawn goes, it's as easy as just setting up the lines. Like, which way do I want the lines of the grass to go this week?
You know what the kids say when they about things like that? I've noticed this. I mean, somebody's going to make fun of me for saying this. I know it.
Okay.
But they call it satisfying. Like, it's satisfying when you have, like, all the lines straight. And when you said that about the lines straight of the lawn, there's something satisfying about it.
Well, it's very, it's like almost like one of those little sand gardens, right?
Yeah.
You know, like your boss has got in their office and it's got, like, a little rake that looks like a brush or something like that. And they do that to calm themselves. It's the same thing.
Kind of like a koosh ball.
Yeah. It's the same thing. I just, you know, it's my feng shui in my brain.
It's satisfying. For me, if I ever have free time, I go to a big box store or department store and I walk around by myself.
Oh, yeah. Buy things in bulk, man.
It's not even that. It's just walking through the aisles and not having a kid yelling at me, who wants to go here, who wants to do that, where I can just leisurely look at things. For some reason, that just makes me so happy. It just lets me escape.
You know, you're a certain age when Costco has become your Toys R Us. Because how it is for me.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Today, I have a break between noon and 1 o'clock, and I'm going to Target. I can't wait.
You just wander around.
I literally can't wait to go. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What do you do to escape? Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
This might sound weird, but maybe not. When my kid is asleep, we're taking a nap. I start coloring on their coloring books. I take out all the crayons and the colored pencils, and I just color and draw, and it's so soothing and relaxing, you know? So it just, like, puts my mind at ease. It's like my little zen therapy.
Adult coloring books are very, very popular. And I have to say, even, like, with Dakota, my two-year-old, her, like, Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse books and all that, I'll color with her, and I understand why you would think that it's relaxing.
When you're coloring on a page and you're doing awesome, and then she comes over
and she just scribbles.
She takes the ugliest color, green or yellow, it looks like a booger, and she takes that and she just scribbles it all over that page, and you have to say, great job, we're having so much fun. In your heart, are you secretly, you're like, you know what, I should have kept this page for myself,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
And you're like, you're doing it all wrong,
right.
You're doing all the
wrong colors. I mean, you're trying to be a good mom, but you're also crazy in yourself, in your own mind. I get it.
Wow, it's so pretty.
Right.
Great job, Dakota.
I hate you.
No.
Offspring
never.
Of mine.
Never,
I hate you for
never.
That, for ruining this.
No,
I'm with you. I get it.
I also take 2 hours to go grocery shopping. That's a good escape for me, too.
How quickly could you get it done?
40 minutes.
Really?
I buy the same things all the time. But maybe even less. But that's how I escape. This is the number one time of year that people fall into ruts. So the question is what do you do to escape, since obviously you can't jump on a plane every weekend and travel to Europe?
I love projects. That's what I need. Just give me some sort of project. And if it's a project that I'm better off acting like I'm frustrated so I keep my wife away, even better.
1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, how do you escape?
Sometimes I'll just go to, like, random stores around my town. Go to the bank, go to the grocery store, sit outside and try to sing music. any popular songs and get other people to sing along with me.
So you play an instrument or anything? Or you just take a seat out there and you just start singing?
Either way. Most of the time it's a cappella. CD players are kind of a thing of the past. Nobody carries boom boxes anymore.
I know. It's very unfortunate.
Speak for yourself. I got a blaster that's legit, my friend. But that's awesome.
I believe it.
That is great.
Hey, you know, I got to try to interject a little bit of life and humor into everyone's days these days. Everything's so disconnected from people.
I love that. People either think you're insane and they tell the kids not to go near you.
Right.
Or you'll stick with them and they'll bring a smile to their face. And that's awesome.
Have a great day, man. Thanks
Absolutely.
For sharing.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your escape?
I just wander around Home Depot for like hours. You know, some guys go to the bar. I go hang out there at night until it closes.
Do
I
mean, me a
the
favor.
Guys, they know my...
When you see my husband in the next aisle over, tell him, hey, what's up, Paul Zapp? Because I'm sure he's right there with you. He must go to Home Depot 6 times a week. I don't even understand what he's doing there. I'd be like, what are you going to get now? And he just mumbles under his breath and walks out the door.
He's hiding.
I guess.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him. Tall guy, brown hair, glasses, right? Yeah.
Actually.
We all know our names over there, you know.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your escape?
So I take up to about a full hour to organize my closet on laundry day. I probably could do it in 5 minutes, but I choose to hide in the laundry room. I get all of my stuff together, and then I go to my closet, close the door, watch whatever dumb show I want to watch. I don't know. I have to say I have a pretty great closet. It's all organized by color and sleeve links because I spend all that time relaxing and, like, enjoying my time in my closet.
I have to say the only time I really get to watch TV is when I'm folding laundry.
That's your time?
Yeah.
The only time I organize my closet is when I'm fighting with my wife.
Oh, good.
If I'm done with the conversation, I just go upstairs and grab all the hangers.
So weird.
It's true.
At least you're productive during that time.
I can just stare into that one area, and I don't have to look around at anybody or anything. There's no way that they can come get me. I'm good. It's my safe zone.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your escape?
I always argue with my wife about who gets to cook. And you can really tell when we both had a bad day because we both offer to cook dinner. We have a 2-year-old, and the person cooking gets to hang in the kitchen by themselves, listening to a podcast. And of course, the 2-year-old isn't allowed in there because, you know, there's sharp knives and hot things. So meanwhile, the other person is running around trying to keep our son from breaking things, / himself.
One of you goes to hell, the other one goes to the calf.
Exactly.
I get it.
That's how we are with the bedtime routine. But, you know, we always say, we leave it up to the baby. We always say to Dakota, okay, who do you love more to put you to bed? But the truth is we always want the other one because we know that the other person gets to go do what they want at that point. Right.
You're always looking just for that, like, 20 minutes.
Oh, the best, yeah. You want daddy? Okay, you love daddy, okay.
Perfect.
Night-night. Your mommy kiss.
He groans. You go, nope, she loves you more.
Exactly. Do you think men and women can just be good friends and nothing more ever? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What do you think? An interview from 2010, Raven, has been making the rounds, and it's Steve Harvey on CNN's Face to Face, and he says this.
You're an attractive woman. There are some guys somewhere saying, yeah, we're friends. No, that's not true. He's your friend only because you have made it absolutely clear that nothing else is happening except this friendship we have.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, I mean, I think if you like somebody, there's all sorts of different types of attraction, right? There's sexual and physical attraction, but there's also just attraction, being attracted to somebody, wanting to spend time in their circle or whatever around their energy, and you like that. And if it's not going to be something more, like physical or whatever, you can't help but be attracted to somebody's orbit to want to hang out with them.
Okay. What Steve Harvey is saying is that every guy's intention is to have a relationship with a woman. And until the woman says, nah, I'm not down with that, then that's the only reason why he chooses the friendship. Because if any other case, the guy would get in there.
Well, Steve Harvey's talking from the position of being a man, but this goes both ways. It's the same way. There's girls that pine for guys, too, and they go, no. We're just friends because that move is never made. So it's not like it's just guys and girls. And of course, obviously with your orientation, you can have people you're attracted to that you're around. I think you can be friends.
Okay, so here's the thing. Steve Harvey, if this is true, why would a guy stay friends with a woman when his only interest is to be something more?
We remain your friends in hopes that one day there'll be a crack in the door, and trust and believe that guy that you think is just your buddy, he will slide in that crack the moment he gets the opportunity.
Because
we're guys.
Most men think this way?
99.9% of us think that way.
99.9% of guys feel that way. That's what he says.
It's about the history that you have, the processes you've been through. If you've had relationships that were good friendships before and you blew them up by making one of those moves, then, you know, maybe you might think differently. Plus, you know, age can be a factor too, but it depends. Each situation is different, I guess.
Would your wife, Alicia, let you have female friends that are just friends?
I mean, besides me,
because then you have no choice to be my friend.
Right. Yeah. I have female friends, but I don't have female. It's not like I would go out and have lunch or make a phone call to a female friend and then go out with them and my wife not be aware. You know, my wife, she would scorch earth it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. She would just light the earth on fire.
See, I disagree. I have one guy friend who's my friend.
Yeah.
You know, not like my best friend's husbands or anything like that. He's my friend.
Just your friend.
And I'll call him on the phone.
Right.
I'll text him to see what he's doing. But that's it. And I would never in a million years think that he thinks like Steve Harvey is saying.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, maybe your husband and my wife are different people.
I don't think Paul doesn't care. I can guarantee you Paul does not care because it's just like that trust is there.
You know, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah. Why don't we actually get Paul and Raven's wife, Alicia, on the phone?
I can tell you what she's going to say.
Okay. Is there such a thing as a purely platonic relationship? 1-800-330-9999. Raven's wife, Alicia, and my husband, Paul, are both on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Harvey said that men and women can't have platonic friendships. Do you think Raven can have a platonic friendship with a woman, and would you have a problem with that?
It depends on the woman.
Why? Like, what woman would be okay and what would not be okay?
Well, women are shady. Women are shady. Like, I used to have some friends that only dated married men. I had to stop being friends with them, but they're out there. Like, that's their thing. It exists. So it would depend on the woman. Like, that's a very loaded question. Yeah, that's my answer. It would depend on the woman.
I told you. Any woman enters the circle,
and you know, we
dead.
Have our intuition. We know. Like, we know when someone has a thing for our husband. He'll tell me I'm crazy. I'll be like, that girl likes you. And he's like, you're nuts. And I'm like, nope, that girl likes you. I can see it. Like, she can't even hide it.
Do you think you could have a platonic relationship with a guy and just be friends?
Oh, absolutely. I had all guy friends growing up. I didn't like girls.
See that? Uh-huh. Yeah. So if I was half the crazy that my wife is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wouldn't work.
Okay. Got it. All right. It all makes sense now. All right. Thanks, Alicia.
You're welcome.
All right. We've got your husband, Paul, on hold, too. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, it's me and Raven.
Hi, me and Raven.
Paul, do you care if I have platonic friends that are guys? Would that bother you?
If you have what?
Platonic friends that are just guys. Like if I have regular
just
guy
friends.
Just dude
friends. Not your friends, just dude friends that are her friends.
You don't have guy friends.
Right. Well, we know that. But what if she did? What if all of a sudden Anna had guy friends? Like, would you care about that?
No, I wouldn't care about that.
See, I told you. I didn't think he would care. I think he like just... After you've been married so long, he's like, whatever. But that's because you trust me, right?
Yep. I trust my wife.
Is it that or does he just want an afternoon off?
He's like, you want to talk to her?
He's like, yep.
Go ahead. You talk to her.
He's like, definitely the reason. 100% because I trust my wife.
Yeah.
All right. You've been great, honey. Thank you very much.
He's in the middle of a meeting.
All right. I'll let you get back to your Zoom meeting. I know. All right.
I know. Zoom meetings are very fun here.
Okay. Have fun.
You're doing a hell of a job, Paul.
Yeah.
Talk to you later. How about that? A little reinforcement for him. You're doing a hell of a job.
What do you think? Can you have a purely platonic relationship with somebody of the opposite sex? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if there's no feelings there and they're just your friends, absolutely. I have a lot of guy friends.
Have they ever hit on you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So like all of them. Right. But you like it. They're fine to be platonic friends when they're super nice to you because they kind of like you.
I mean, sometimes like my married guy friends will flirt with me, but we know like it's not going anywhere. They think guys just like need to flirt sometimes with something nearby.
See, I'm not cool with that.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Now I think your friends are weasels.
Right. Seriously.
That's different.
Steve Harvey says that 99.9% of men are always after something more when it comes to the opposite sex, and that's why you can't just be friends with a guy. Do you believe that to be true? Is there such a thing as a purely platonic relationship? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Ann on Raven.
It depends. It depends if you're attracted to them. If you're attracted to them, I think it's almost impossible.
You know, it's funny because attraction is often, it's not something that you can really explain, right, Anna? I mean, it's just something that's there. Either you have it or you don't for somebody. And sometimes you don't even understand why you do.
I don't, it's funny for me to think about it because I don't think about things that way.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I don't think like, wow, that guy's like, I'm attracted to that guy. That doesn't cross my mind.
I mean, that's because you're surrounded by ugly men.
I guess that's what it comes down to.
Clearly, that's the
terrible problem. It's terrible.
Every guy in your life is horrible looking.
I don't know. I've been married a long time, and that's the way it is. I don't know. Have you ever had a platonic friendship with somebody of the opposite sex, and it was fine, and it never amounted to anything except a good friendship?
Well, yeah, sure. But, you know, it just makes it more difficult.
So for the most part, yes, they were ugly. Right. I told you. It's science.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Do you think you can be in a platonic relationship and just be a friend with somebody of the opposite sex?
Absolutely. I was best friends with my best friend for 20 plus years. And then we started dating and we've been happily dating for 8 years.
But that's exactly to the point, which is you weren't true friends.
Mm.
That person was waiting to date you. That's exactly to the point of what he said.
No, though, because he was never into dating me. We dated different people. We went to each other for advice. And it wasn't until I said we should try dating, and then we did.
So then you liked him.
It's literally what Steve Harvey said, the crack in the door.
Thank you. So you waited for that crack.
Well, that's interesting. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I think that men and women can be friends. I have plenty of friends that are male, and my husband's the same way, where he has plenty of female coworkers and friends that he goes out with, I go out with my friends, and we're still okay with everything.
How many of your guy friends before you were married would hit on you?
I would say a few of them have, but it was more of a joking thing than a actual, we have feelings for each other type thing.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if we think they're joking, but they're not.
Because
I think I can remember a few moments like that, too, where I would roll my eyes and laugh. And now I wonder, I'm like, wait a minute, were they just serious and testing the waters?
And you mentioned the fact that, you know, you said it wasn't I have feelings for you. But, you know, we know that sometimes hitting on people has nothing to do with feelings. It's about attraction.
It's
a little bit different, but thank you for the call.
Have a good morning.
Bye.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
Absolutely not. Men and women cannot be friends.
Ever?
I agree with Steve Harvey. It's that 1%, perhaps, but no.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you think you could just be friends with somebody of the opposite sex?
Well, I'm in high school, so I'm bringing a bit of a younger perspective to this, but I've had a best friend, opposite sex, since, I want to say, 7 years now, I believe, and a month ago we started dating, so no, I really don't think so.
I guess there's the theory of this, and then there's how it applies to real life.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Every Friday, I go out to dinner with my girlfriends at 5 o'clock, and we have a margarita, and we laugh about what we did to survive the week. Mamas, you're not alone. What did you do to earn your margarita this week? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, remember when my toddler Dakota was biting people and I thought that was bad?
Yeah, you didn't think it actually could get any worse for a little while there.
Yeah, here's our new thing that we do. Ready? No spitting. Stop spitting.
What?
Spitting is yucky. Okay? She thinks
she's just spitting on people.
She's spitting on people.
That's assault.
It really bothers me, actually.
The spitting really bothers me, if I can be real.
It's nasty. I'm like, who taught you to spit? That's the only saving grace of these masks right now when we're in public. I see her spitting in her mask. I'm like, well, that's her own problem.
Spitting in the time of a pandemic.
Can you imagine?
It's literally the most deplorable behavior she could exhibit.
Listen to how excited she is. So proud of herself, little tiny girl. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Mama, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, I did not kill my almost 18-year-old son this week. Well, there's a very long list of teen things. Fourth quarter senior year, not doing his schoolwork. But more recently, my crew is at home on quarantine, and he was told not to play video games during the day because it affects my 11-year-old.
And he did. And while my 11-year-old was on unmute, he started cursing and swearing. So his whole class heard it.
Oh.
Nice.
You earned that margarita, Mama. Enjoy it, okay?
I will. It's a pitcher. I need a pitcher of margaritas.
Have a great weekend.
And on Raven, what did you do to earn your margarita, Mama?
So my son loves drums. He's 3 years old, and he's obsessed with them. So he's just, like, constantly walking around the house, hitting everything with sticks. The drumming does not stop. I need at least 2 margaritas to drown out the noise.
We have a piano in our house, like a little kid piano, like a Melissa and Doug piano. Oh. And when she's not using her hands to smash down on it, she's using her feet.
Oh, you earned that margarita, girl.
Here's the big headline you're going to be hearing about all day today.
Officers have arrested and charged 5 people in connection with that nearly fatal attack and robbery.
So if you're trying to figure out which one they're talking about, it's the Lady Gaga one with the dogs.
Yeah, really, really horrifying incident that was.
Yeah. So Lady Gaga's in Italy. She's working on a new movie. So her dog walker is in L.A. taking care of her French bulldogs. She has 3 of them. The 3 guys jumped out of nowhere, attacked the guy. The dog walker would not give up the dogs. They shot him and left him on the street and managed to get 2 out of the 3 dogs.
Of course, it's all captured on like a Ring camera or security system, whatever it may be. And just the sounds of it and then the visual of it. Yeah,
horrifying.
It's absolutely terrifying. As a dog owner, as a human being, listening to somebody, you know, just try and defend this. It's really, really sad.
So luckily, the dog walker is going to be completely fine.
Yep.
Lady Gaga is heartbroken over the whole thing. She offers a $500,000 reward for the return of her dog safely, no questions asked.
Oh, I'm just hoping at that moment that my neighbor is that dumb because I am making that phone call so fast. Well, they got him! See him! Give me the money!
And then a quote-unquote good Samaritan, 2 days later, shows up with the 2 French bulldogs at the police and says, I found these dogs tied to a pole. Could these be the dogs? And then she immediately asks, while she returns them, am I going to get the $500,000? Now, this, at the minute I heard that, I said, okay, good Samaritan.
Well.
Oh, okay. And then they made this announcement today.
Investigators now say the alleged good Samaritan, 50-year-old Jennifer McBride, who turned over the canines, is an accomplice in the attempted murder.
Can you imagine? Of course she is.
It's amazing. Now you're going to go down for some like serious charges. They probably won't get her on the attempted murder, but they're going to get her on the rest of this stuff, and she's still going away.
I just don't understand how dumb you can be that you think that you can walk into a police station with these 2 dogs that everybody in the world is looking for. Not so much even for the $500,000 reward, just because it's a heartbreaking story. And what kind of terrible person must you be to be involved in this? And then they're not going to turn eyes to you. The minute the police say that she was not in question, I go, she did it. I go, she knows exactly who did it. 100%. I've watched CSI a lot. I know all about Law and Order. You want to know what? She did it.
Yeah, the cops saw her coming, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here's the thing. If I did find those dogs, I'm going to be asking about the money in the first 5 minutes, too.
See, you would?
If I just came across those dogs, I mean, first off, I'm happy I'm bringing the dogs back.
Yeah.
But $500,000 is going to change my life. So, yeah, I'm immediately going, what's up with my paper?
I was
immediately like,
you know,
where's Gaga's cell phone number? I'm going to text her right now. Look, here's a selfie of me with the pooches. I got them. Give me my money.
This is how different we are, Raven. Because when I was reading the story this morning, I said any good Samaritan, true good Samaritan, would say, I don't want the money.
Whatever with that nonsense.
100%. I would never have taken a dime.
You could pay off your house and send your kids to college.
No.
Sorry.
It's not right. What those people did wasn't right, and I wouldn't feel right taking that money.
Well,
I would
that's
just
you,
want the dogs,
I guess.
There's a big difference between the two of us. But their court is going to be held next month in May, and I guess we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm just glad that the dogs are back and he survived.
Now you've got your $500,000 check.
Oh, I would be there the next day knocking on the door. Are you
Gaga?
There?
Gaga, you
I
there?
Know somebody in there has got a checkbook, even if she ain't here.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday, a couple joins us. They tell us what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. Amelia and John. Amelia, what's going on?
So John and I have been dating since high school. We're not engaged yet, hopefully soon. I think that we should have joint bank accounts. We live together, and like obviously marriage is the next step, but you know, he seems to think differently. He doesn't think we should combine our finances until we're officially married.
John, is that true?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that's what I think.
Why?
Like when you get married, you have to change. You're gonna have to change your name. We're gonna have to change everything. So I mean, why open a bank account now? Then we're gonna have to go through all the rigmarole of changing everything again later on.
I completely agree with you, but you know, everybody does their finances different. I would say before you're married, Anna. I mean, at that point, you're already kind of taking the next step. A marriage is a contract. If you guys have joint bank accounts and things don't work out, I'm sure they will. You'll have a lovely life where you're together forever and everything is great. But God forbid if things didn't work out, one person could just empty that bank account and there's really nothing you can do.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's like a legally binding contract, like which is what a marriage is, like why bother with it before that?
Yeah, but if we're headed down that road, like what would be the harm in doing it before?
How do you split the cost for your wherever you live now? Because you guys live together, right?
Yeah, we just Venmo.
So it's pretty even.
You Venmo each other the money back and forth. Why wouldn't you set up a bank account just for household things?
Well, that's what I want to do, but that's what he doesn't want to do.
John, you wouldn't even be open to that, like having your separate accounts, but like money that you contribute every month for the household?
Look, I just think we have a good system now. I don't see why we got to change it until we're at a point like where we're saving specifically for a wedding or specifically for a house or something like that. I just don't see why we need to do that right now when it's working as it is.
Well, we can see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, John, that at this point, not being engaged but living together, then there's really no reason to combine any finances. But they may see Amelia's point, too, where you are living together, so you already have combined your finances. So why wouldn't you at least have one account set up where you contribute to monthly for household expenses?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Amelia and John have been dating for a long time, and they finally moved in together. Amelia says this is the time when they should be combining their finances now that they have a home together. John disagrees.
John says, you know what? Listen, we've been splitting our bills for a while now at this point, Venmoing each other back and forth. What's the difference? We have a situation that works. Why complicate things? We're not quite there yet.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on John's side. You gotta kind of have a backdoor, because, I mean, honestly, if things go south and she's a stuck person, she's just going to take it on her own kind of situation I'm in.
I mean, I wouldn't really use an escape route or a back door to jump out of. Thank you for the call. But I would say is that, you know, when you break up, it's hard to break up, Anna. Mm-hmm. And if you can detangle easier, that's going to serve you better. Obviously, in her mind, they're already moving down the road, maybe a little bit quicker than it is in his mind.
I never understood, though. If you're moving in together, doesn't that give her the right to say, yes, we have a long-term future together? I don't know. Why all of a sudden now we're going to be like, oh, she's jumping to conclusions about marriage?
Plenty of people move in with people that they're involved in, and they don't end up married. I mean, you met your husband at college, so you got married after. So you didn't have that experience. But a lot of people live with people before they get married.
I don't think it's fair to say that she's looking for this to, like, take his money.
Goes both ways. He could take hers.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court. Amelia and John are not married, but they've been dating a long time and they've decided to move in together. Amelia thinks this is the perfect time to start sharing their finances and get an account together, since they keep Venmoing each other money for house expenses.
John says, what's the point? I mean, we've been doing it this way for a while. There's no reason. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. When we come and take that step, if we take that step, we'll handle it then.
Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven, Couples Court.
Hi, I'm on the husband's side. My husband and I, we've been together 6 years. We have our separate accounts. He gives me a portion of his check every week. I pay the bills, and I don't care what else he spends his money on as long as the bills are paid and I have my separate account. We both work. I'm on his side. It's not necessary this day and age.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi. First of all, I want to say I love you guys. You make my mornings every day.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
I'm on the husband's side because I honestly agree with his point because, what if things don't work out and you have a conjoint bank account and then someone does something stupid and then they clear it out? So, I'm on the husband's side for this.
Love you back, but we're not going to joint bank together either. But thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
I like that everybody is so spiteful after a breakup that they're just going to steal each other's money.
Oh, girl, it happens.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. Do not. do not do the accounts until you are married. I was in the same situation. I had somebody I lived with since after high school. We lived together a long time. We got engaged. And for whatever reason, the engagement ended and he sucked the account dry. So do not do it until both your names, legal names, are on the account.
Maybe that's what you do. Maybe that's the one person does drain the account. Maybe everyone's right.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
John, our audience agreed with you. Amelia, if it's not a problem right now and you're getting all your things covered, then let it be. But when you become married, then that's when you'll combine all your finances.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, sure, like, let's keep paying the Venmo fees, but all right.
You're probably the only person in America that actually paid for the upgrade on Venmo.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she's on, like, a fake one.
Okay.
Sounds a little like disappointment. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, maybe come up with some joint goals for things that you're saving for, and then you can trick them into that. Start with a piggy bank and then go for bank accounts.
Can't beat Raven.
Jerry, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hey, Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, good luck, Jerry.
All right, we have 5 questions here. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. When that big studio door closes, Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
All right. Let's go.
Number 1, Liv Tyler shared a photo of her children hugging their godfather, David Beckham, after his first soccer win as president and co-owner of what city's team, MLS team?
Miami.
Number 2, during this past month, Lady Gaga's fans boosted her 3rd album back to the top of the Apple charts 8 years after its release, in an effort to get her to release the album's rumored B-side tracks. What album was that?
Art Pop.
Number 3, tomorrow it's gonna be May. What pop artist made that meme famous based on a 2000 pop hit single?
Justin Timberlake.
Number 4, the Forrest Gump ping pong paddle sold at auction for $25,600. Who plays Forrest Gump's mother in the movie?
Sally Field.
And number 5, Michael B. Jordan talked about diversifying the Tom Clancy universe now that he stars in a new movie without remorse. Michael B. Jordan starred in a Super Bowl ad for what company?
I don't know.
Time's up. It's all right, Jerry. You did really, really great. Let me bring Raven back in.
Okay.
Yo.
Jerry got 4 out of 5.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I think so.
See how I do.
I wonder. It's going to be a good game. Number 1, Liv Tyler shared a photo of her children hugging their godfather, David Beckham, after his first soccer win as president and co-owner of what city's MLS team?
He bought in Miami.
Yes. Number 2, during this past month, Lady Gaga's fans boosted her 3rd album back to the top of the Apple charts 8 years after its release in an effort to get her to release the album's rumored B-side tracks.
Mm-hmm.
What album was that?
What album number did you say?
3rd.
3rd album is Art Pop.
Ugh, yes. And they caught the people that that shot the dog walker.
Yeah, and they haven't put out all the details yet. I have a feeling that the person who returned those dogs might be involved.
No, she is. She's arrested.
Oh, okay.
She is arrested. I have so many thoughts about this. It's coming up later. I mean, of course she's like, you found these dogs tied to a tree. Am I the only one that heard that and immediately was like, she's involved in this?
All right.
I found these dogs. Where's my $500,000?
Question number 3, please.
Tomorrow, it's going to be May. What pop artist made that meme famous based on a 2000 pop hit single?
Timberlake, when he was with NSYNC.
Yes. Number 4, Forrest Gump ping pong paddle sold at auction for $25,600. Who plays Forrest Gump's mother in the movie?
The incomparable Sally Field.
Yes. You guys are tied at 4. Michael B. Jordan talked about diversifying the Tom Clancy universe now that he stars in the new movie Without Remorse.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan starred in the Super Bowl ad for what company?
It's Alexa, right? He did Alexa.
Yes.
Oh!
Right. I'm sorry, Jerry. He beat you 5-4 this morning. That does get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Good game, man.
This is Jerry, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, you did a great job, Jerry. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time, man. Enjoy that shirt.